Martha Mary is a very interesting story. It's a story about people that have conflict because of different priorities. And we're going to take a look at that tonight. I'm sure we have relationships in our life which we've conflicted over situations. It hasn't been, no one's been right or wrong. It's just that we have different ways of seeing different priorities in our life. And because we choose differently, the conflict emerges. That's what happens with Martha and Mary. So let's take a look. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. We'll begin with that. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a village. A woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her." Okay, so if you go to your papers, your outlines, first thing we'll look at is some key words in the passage of Scripture that you just heard. So in verse 40, one of the key words is the word distracted. Martha was distracted with much serving. This word distracted means she was pulled or kind of like dragged away. So it's the idea is that she was so busy that she was overburdened. Okay. And in verse 41, the words you want to look at here are worried and upset. Again, these are key words to understand the passage. And it says that the Lord answered her and said, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things." So worried or anxious and upset or troubled is another way of saying that. So Martha was, Jesus was saying she was an anxious kind of person. But the word for worried or anxious means that she had concerns that were over the top, okay, in her concerns. And the word for upset or troubled means that she was stirred up into a frenzy. Okay, so this wasn't like she was just simply being distracted by something. She was actually stirred up into an anxiousness or a troubledness in her heart. And then verse 42, the word we want to focus on here is necessary, or my version says needful. Jesus says one thing is needful or one thing is necessary. And that means, the word there means requirement or necessity. So the words that we'll look at in each of the passages here, we'll take time to look at the key words, because the key words are kind of like red flags as to indicating what this passage is going to be talking about. So the nature of Martha, then, is that she is being distracted or she's being pulled away in different directions. She's worried. She's upset. And Jesus is trying to say to her, hey, Martha, there's one thing that's required, one thing that's necessary. Let's take a look at verse 38. I'm going to talk about that verse for a few minutes here. This is letter B in your outline. Verse 38 says, "Now as they went on their way, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house." So Jesus frequently visited homes. For example, he visited Zacchaeus' home. Matthew invited him to his house. Simon Peter invited him to his house. And so did Martha. Usually, though, when Jesus was invited to a house or he visited a house, it just wasn't him. It was the 12 apostles came with him. Okay, so it was a crowd. And one of the key things that was of great importance to the people of this time in this region was hospitality. When you hosted someone, you were hosting on behalf of the whole community. So if you didn't do a good job, the whole community got a black eye. So if you did a great job, the whole community got blessed or benefited from that. So Martha and Mary were representing the whole community as they hosted Jesus. Now, Jesus probably was tired. He had been traveling, probably been ministering. And so it would have been only right for Jesus to be hosted in this situation. So Martha was somebody who had, we might call, the gift of hospitality. She had a servant's heart, which was an expression of God's love, you know, in her life. And she was a multitasker. Martha was a classic A-type personality. Okay. She was gifted. She was driven. She was capable of accomplishing a lot. She was also focused on the duties of being a good host on behalf of the community, and also because of Jesus, too. She knew who Jesus was. She respected him, honored him, recognized his mission, and she wanted to do a really good job for him, you know. We all have that, right, in our life. We've met people that are really important to us or people we think are really important people, and we want to do a good job in hosting them. They come into our home, or if we invite them to dinner or things like that, we just make sure everything is just perfect for them because we want to honor them and honor who they are. That's where Martha was coming from. That's the kind of person whom she was. So when we look at this and understanding who Martha is, there's nothing bad about this lady at all, okay? This is not a playoff of Martha and Mary. One's better than the other, you know. But that's her heart. That's who Martha is. Okay, so look at the first question here. Which sister do you most relate to? So I'd like you to do two things here for me. One is, before you answer that question in your group and small group discussion, go around and just kind of introduce yourself to one another around your table and just kind of say where you're from locality-wise, and then we'll launch into that question. Okay, so we'll take a couple minutes to do that.